Hi, my name is Hillary Howell. I am a part of ACA's Nutrition and Wellness faculty, and I'd like to have the opportunity to introduce Dr. Tara Schneider and Chuck Schneider. First, I want to do a bio on both. So Dr. Tara Schneider is an experienced pharmacy leader with a demonstrated history of providing and implementing revenue-generating clinical. Her mission is to empower pharmacists to maximize the profitability of point-of-care testing and to improve patient outcomes. She specializes in implementing point-of-care testing services for independent pharmacies across the United States. Her vision is to be the trusted source for pharmacists who are ready to advance their knowledge of point-of-care testing. Being an independent pharmacy owner herself, she understands the day-to-day struggles that pharmacists may face. Many pharmacists have great intentions to start a new clinical service line, but the lack of time. That is where POCTI has been so impactful. She offers turnkey solutions for compliance, protocols, marketing strategy, implementation, guidance, and ongoing support to generate new revenue while improving patient outcomes through point-of-care testing. She believes in meeting her clients where they are in their journey to help them be successful in reaching their goals. Dr. Schneider earned her Doctor of Pharmacy degree from Southwestern Oklahoma State University in Weatherford, Oklahoma. After many years practicing as a clinical pharmacist and pharmacy administrator, she opened a closed-door, non-dispensing pharmacy that focuses solely on point-of-care testing. Her background as a healthcare administrator gave her a deeper knowledge and understanding of compliance, operational requirements, implementation, protocols, and procedures that she enjoys sharing with her members. Chuck Schneider is a co-founder of Point of Care Testing Institute and is the director of pharmacy of CogniVue, a neuroscience testing company. For the past decade, Chuck has worked closely with pharmacists and independent pharmacy owners to help them increase their service lines and profitability. Prior to joining CogniVue, Chuck was the chief revenue officer at Pharmacy Developed Services and more recently at Ananda Professional, where he led commercial operations. Chuck received his MBA from the Thunderbird School of International Management. Chuck and Tara live in Lexington, Kentucky, and are a husband-wife duo. Together, they enjoy running, cooking it on Sunday nights, and visiting national parks. Welcome, both of you.
Thank you, Hillary, for that awesome introduction. So we're going to get started with our presentation today, and we are so excited that everyone has carved out a little bit of their time to join us here. So what we are talking about today is maximizing pharmacy profits by unleashing the power of point-of-care testing services and your membership model. So how do we create a membership model for your pharmacy, for your practice, if you're an individual practitioner, just as I have done in my own pharmacy? So I'm really excited to share this with everyone today. So here are the key learning objectives. We're going to cover all of these and a whole lot more. So we are going to do an exercise as well. So I hope everyone grabs a pen and some paper to take down some notes. This also will be recorded and sent out to everyone at a later time. So Hillary has done an amazing job introducing us. So as she said, we are the co-founders of POCTI. So I'm going to start with a simple question for everyone. You know, what is your why? Why are you here today? What is it that you are wanting to bring into your pharmacy, into your services? And why is that important to you as a person? This is a question we ask all of our members. Here are some examples of what they say. You know, financial freedom is a big one. Differentiation for their pharmacy. Maybe it's more time with their family, their little ones, their children, going on vacation, being able to just step away from the pharmacy and take some time for yourself. Maybe it's helping clients in a new and unique, different way that anyone else is doing in your community, or increasing your profits. There's no wrong answer to what your why is.
Yeah, when we're all very familiar with membership programs, you know, some of these logos are quite familiar with you. You may be members of several of these entities. You know, Amazon Prime is probably a great example of a membership program, but it really stretches from Amazon to Zip car washes. And today we're going to talk to you about how you can set up your own membership model that's going to help you find your ideal patients and really bring a lot of value to them. And so as we move along, we're going to actually share with you a well-known company called Orange Theory and share with you a little bit about how they've structured their membership program. As you can see, they offer many different levels. And that's something that we espouse to as you put together a membership program for your pharmacy, coming up with different levels, meeting your ideal patients where they are. Importantly, what Orange Theory's done and part of their success is that they have a stickiness that works around scheduling patients or in this place, this case, members to go ahead and book their next fitness event with them. So they have that baked into their membership model, and that's going to be a key aspect that we touch on. They also price it to where the patients or their members get a lot of value. So these are aspects that we'll delve into in more detail in just a minute.
Yeah. So you might be thinking, oh my gosh, this is so exciting. This is exactly what I've been wanting to do. Your wheels are just spinning with all the different things you could add. Who are you going to market this to? I can't wait to do this for my pharmacy, for my clients. And you're putting all these thoughts together. You may have already started building a membership model and you just don't know quite where to put all the pieces together to create this and implement it. So by the end of this webinar, we hope that we can get things a little bit more, you know, together and compact for you so you can start building this membership.
A key aspect is identifying who your ideal patient is. As pharmacists, pharmacy owners, you're in touch with many different types of patients. But today we want you to really think about that. Who is your ideal one? This is a strategy that we always start with our clients on. What is that ideal patient? So as you look at that photo there, think about who you really want to serve. Perhaps your ideal patient is a woman in her 40s. And so you want to have this question in mind as you think about who that person is. With your membership, what you want to help answer is, I help blank achieve blank so they can blank. So in this case, if we're looking at a woman in her 40s, maybe yours is something like, I help women in their mid-40s achieve hormonal balance so they can have more vitality or feel like they were in their 20s. So it's a very important principle, identifying that ideal patient.
So this is an exercise that you can do after the webinar. So take 30 minutes of your time and just brain dump everything you want to put into your membership on different sticky notes. So just grab a pack of sticky notes and just dump everything you could possibly think of. Set a timer, 30 minutes. You could create 12, you could create 300. It doesn't matter. You just put everything out there. And this will help you give the framework for your membership. These are the things that your ideal client would be interested in. And you're interested in providing your ideal client as well. So just to get to thinking about point of care testing you could offer in this membership model, here's a few examples of things that could easily go on those post-it notes and things that we have worked with our clients in POCD to create for their memberships.
So your timing is great to be interested in doing point of care testing. That is a pretty broad field, like Tara just shared with you. But as you look at the pharmacy landscape, only about 14% of pharmacies, according to NCPA, are doing point of care testing. And so this is a perfect time to really get on board because it's only going to expand. We know that your patients, they want to lean into you. They want to come to you for more services. So now is a great time to get on board. It's going to be a big differentiator for you in the marketplace as well.
So one of the things that we advise all of our clients to do is to look at the time that they have in the week and for their projects, especially when you're talking about building a membership model. We all know that we have great intentions to get things done, to do 30 things a day, but in reality, that's hard to achieve. So time management is a key component of getting any project done, creating a membership model, creating any new clinical service for your pharmacy or your practice. So here is an example of how to organize your week. This is one of the things that I do. I also have a book that I keep called iFocus, if anyone's ever heard of this. And it's a great way to write everything down and organize it day to day in hourly fashion as well. So one of the things is decide what must get done. You know, what things do I need to accomplish this week? Another key element is don't overload your calendar. If you put 30 things on to do in a day, likelihood of you getting 30 things done is almost zero. You're going to get basically nothing done because you're going to be overwhelmed by the things that you have on that calendar. One to two things a day is really all you need to move the needle forward. Decide what time of day you're most productive. Some people are early risers. They wake up, they jump out of bed, they're ready to go. Other people, that could be the evening time for them when things have slowed down a little, children are asleep, spouses are asleep, and they have the time to focus and just clear their head and really think. The other thing to think about is to shut off the distractions. So, you know, shutting off all your technology, your phones, your watches, all the little dings that happen. You know, this isn't something you can do while you're trying to work the bench. So really carve out 1 to 2 hours a day to just focus on creating your project, your membership model. Or if the weekend is the best time, 5 hours on the weekend to really get this done. The other thing to do is at the end of the week, when Friday rolls around, it's the last hour of the workday, sit down and reflect. Take some time to look back and go, wow, I accomplished, you know, 5 out of 10 things that I set out to do. This was way more than I did last week. I'm really moving this forward. And then also look at the challenges. What happened that you weren't prepared for? Things that maybe took you a little longer. And learn from those. And then move anything to the next week that didn't get done the previous week. And then most importantly, rest when needed. I know personally, if I spend an hour doing something and looking at it and I just stare at it because I'm so tired. If I step away for 5-10 minutes, take a nap, go for a walk, just get some sunshine, I can come back, rest, recharged, and ready to complete the project. The other thing I want to add is when you sit down for the hour or two to work on your project, it's a time to decide, not go and investigate and say, oh, what EMR should I choose? You know, what test should I choose? Now, this is a time that you're going to set aside an hour for and decide on what you're going to use and move forward with that. So the most important thing I could say is just start. Don't wait for perfection. Just start, get going on it, get scrappy, move forward. And this will help you really grow and build. And then later you could go back and perfect things. Because if you wait for it to be perfect, you're never going to start. So this is the exercise that I mentioned earlier that we will do because we like to make this interactive and fun for everyone. So what do you offer in a membership model? What services could you offer? I think everyone right now is thinking about things, or maybe people are, you know, looking for some inspiration. So like the previous slide with the post-its, I put one together for everyone here. So here's some things that I just dumped on some post-it notes. I took 5 minutes and I said, hey, here's some things we could easily offer in a pharmacy membership model that would provide high value to patients. So it's really important that the things that you bring are a mixture of fixed cost and things that are variable costs. So your consultation, that's more of a fixed cost. That's your time. Doing something like cognitive screenings is a fixed cost. Things that are variable are going to be like test kits that you might have to purchase. So what you want to do is look at the things that are high value, that are in your wheelhouse. They're going to help your ideal client most importantly. So even though I put 12 things down on here, it doesn't mean that I'm going to move those 12 things into my membership model. These were just things that came to my mind that were giving me inspiration to create my membership model.
Yeah. And so this is the product of that exercise. So, you know, there were a lot of post-it notes, but not all of them made it onto the membership program. And again, you can see, and we'll go through this, we have a couple of different options here. So on the far left, talking about bringing forward some of those variable and fixed cost elements of your membership model, you'll see those. And the types of programs are two in this example. So we have a Brain Health Core program and a Brain Health Elite program. And so you can easily contrast what the benefits are, what the services are for each model. And you can see how there's some variability in price. Again, this is aligned to your ideal client. So you're offering them a couple of price points here that should be affordable to them. They can pay this on an annual basis, or commonly you can break it up into monthly. And we'll talk about how to do that in just a second. So a very, very important concept is we have great technology these days that can really help you with your membership program. And having a program that's going to help you with the four C's of your membership program is very, very essential. So you want to have a program that will handle your schedule or your calendar, if you will, because you want to make those appointments for your customers and have visibility to them. You want to be able to collect your payment up front. So having a scheduler, a booking program that will do that is going to be extremely important. Also, it's got to be HIPAA compliant. And then finally, you need to communicate with your ideal clients regularly, reminding them of when their next visit is, bringing them into events that you're having at your pharmacy. So if you will, if you're interested, We can connect you with a company that has a wonderful program. Actually, they give you an opportunity to try the program for free for a couple of months. So if you're interested, just email me and we'll be glad to make you aware of this company.
Yeah, and I just put Chuck's contact information in the chat so anyone could reach out to Chuck after the webinar and get that information.
So there are many benefits of building point of care testing into your membership program. We're not going to go through all of these line item by line item, but obviously there's great opportunity to increase your revenue. Can't emphasize enough how this is a differentiator for your pharmacy. Not many pharmacies are doing point of care testing and creating a membership model. So this is going to be a great opportunity for you to really stand out from the crowd. Make it of value to your patients. That's why Netflix and Amazon and others have been so successful, is because consumers see the value. And then some of the things that we really like to make sure that our clients that do point of care testing have tests that are easy and quick to do. You don't want to invest a lot of money and take a lot of time to do these tests. Remember, they're at the point of care, so they need to be quick and convenient for your staff, yourself, and your ideal patient. So this is how the economic engine of point of care testing works and why it's so powerful. With point of care testing, you're going to get obviously some baseline assessments. So maybe you're testing for A1C, maybe you're testing for gut health, whatever it is, you've got that baseline now. And then everything just launches off of that. There's going to be opportunities to create treatment protocols that help your patients with whatever condition you're testing them for. And then really to bring it home is scheduling that retest after they've been on your protocol for a while. You obviously want to maintain that stickiness and build a long-term relationship with your ideal patient. And so bringing them back in for retesting is completes that triangle, if you will.
So. Yeah, it's so important to your membership model to bring in tests that you will be able to retest in a few months, maybe even a year, whatever that looks like. So patients are constantly coming back into the pharmacy, getting the supplements, getting tested, and creating, like Chuck said, that stickiness with those patients, and creating the know, like, trust factor that you have already developed with these patients, and you're doing it in a new and unique way.
And so one of the key benefits of creating a membership model is beyond the stickiness and the value, but it really insulates you by providing this service from being vulnerable to your competition. By creating a bundle, which is what the membership program is, and combining your testing with your over-the-counter supplements, you really makes it impossible for a patient to, go to a different competitor for that service. So that's one of the key benefits, is creating that membership model. Make sure that will make sure that ideal patient stays with you. Mm-hmm. And your dispensing revenue is probably a big part of your overall revenue, but really, you need to get that non-dispensing revenue to at least 30%. The more you can leverage non-dispensing opportunities like point of care testing, like supplements into your business, the better you will be. So 30% or even higher should be your goal. And going back to patients want to leverage your skill sets. They want the convenience of seeing you much more regularly than any other healthcare professional. So that's what providing point of care testing together with a membership model is really going to address. We know that consumers, patients, they have disposable income. They're willing to pay for your services. So building a membership model just aligns with where they already are in their in their needs.
So we've given you a lot of tools in order to build membership model. You can either choose to create this alone, or you can choose to join us and create it together. So just a little background about who, PACTI is. You heard about who we are, but a little bit of background about who PACTI is.
Yeah, really, our mission is to empower pharmacists to maximize the potential of point of care testing and improve patient outcomes. And our vision really is to be a trusted source of all things point of care testing for pharmacists.
So the pharmacists who join PACTI have a few things in common. These pharmacists have a desire to increase the revenue, expand their clinical services, they are committed to attending their meetings. They're making this a priority for their practice because they know how important it is to building membership service, bringing in new clinical service lines, whatever that might look like for them. And they have a desire to really increase their revenue by making $5K in 5 weeks. So here are a few things that we deliver to our clients. This is a community that we are very, very proud of. We meet frequently with all of our clients. We have on-demand learning. Point of care testing is just honestly a very small piece of what we do. We like to help you with your KPIs. We create relationships. We provide vetted partners in the field, online learning opportunities, marketing. We try to bring in all kinds of people to really help you out. And more importantly, we're helping pharmacists coast to coast. It doesn't have to just be in a few states. We are all over and even internationally.
Yeah, so this is a view of our membership plans. So we meet, pharmacists, pharmacy owners where they are. And so as you can see, we have a basic membership, POCTI membership, and that's really designed for the individual learner that wants to learn more about tapping into the potential of point of care testing. And you can see all the benefits associated with that. It's a month-to-month membership. However, a lot of our pharmacies are wanting to move beyond that and really create a membership model, create a service line around point of care testing. So that's where the POCTI powerhouse is. That's that 5 weeks to 5,000 in additional revenue. And you can see the additional features and benefits associated with that program. And on the next slide, we have some even more exciting news for you. Because you are members of ACA, we have tremendous pricing for you, as you can see there. So it's really a great opportunity for you if you are interested in either learning about point of care testing or launching a point of care testing service into your pharmacy. Those are the offerings that we provide.
And I did include the discount code in the chat as well, and links to the POCTI. So here's a little roadmap of what it's like to work in the POCTI powerhouse. It's very structured. We have weekly coaching calls. Like Chuck mentioned, we do meet you where you are. We talk about testing options. We talk about your ideal client. We talk about mindset, your why. These are things that we focus on the whole time that we are working with our clients. And then we help every week by, we'll help you build certain things, make those introductions, decide on what you're going to be offering, how you're going to be offering it. And we also provide a little bit of homework as well. So there's a little bit of stuff that you do on your own to make this more unique to you.
Okay. And so, both parties, POCTI and the pharmacist both need to bring things to the table. We touched on these a little bit here, but, as we work with pharmacies, got to have that commitment that, there's going to be focus there, showing up for the scheduled calls and doing the homework, and then really finding that champion. It doesn't always need to be the pharmacist. There are great opportunities for other pharmacy team members to really get involved with point of care testing. And as we highlighted, or Tara highlighted, you'll see the benefits that POCTI will bring to the table as well.
So here's a case study of one of our clients in Central New Jersey, independent pharmacy owner, brand new pharmacy, opened up a year before starting point of care testing, and really said, "Hey, I want to make point of care testing a revenue stream. I have people who are coming in all the time asking for it. They're willing to pay for it. So help me out. So in 4 weeks, we did a complete implementation, including on-site implementation with this pharmacy, did all the training for the staff. Everyone was ready to go. And within 1 month, they were able to generate $50,000 in revenue by focusing on this, having the right marketing pieces in place, and really getting the word out in their communities about the services that they were providing.
And so if you go to the POCTI website, you'll see various testimonials, but this is an example of a more recent client, a compounding pharmacist, a new pharmacy practice actually. And so the challenge there was really understanding who the ideal patient for this particular pharmacy, who is that patient? And in this example, it was, you know, women in their 40s and 50s. And so we worked with one of the co-owners shown here on not only identifying them, but also what kind of services, just like we shared before, make sense for that women in their 40s and 50s. And as a result, she's been able to attract many more of those patients. And it's allowed her to increase, obviously, her profitability, but it really was a win-win for all stakeholders. She's helping middle-aged women, you know, balance their hormones, feel better, you know, take a look at some other opportunities as well. So this is just an example of you know, going through that process of creating a membership model, identifying what's testing services, and really identifying who your ideal patients are. So we have gone through pretty much the benefits of point of care testing and encircling that with a membership model. We certainly are open for Q&A at this point. Just wanted to reiterate, we'd love to hear from you. So you can see our contact information there. And obviously we're so excited to be part of ACA and share with you the special pricing that we have for you. So we'll open it up for any questions, if there's anything that we need to go back over.
Please feel free to put the questions in the chat as well.
Yeah, well, we certainly, if there are no more questions, we certainly have appreciated the opportunity to. Oh,
got one.
Okay.
Types of point of care testing.
Yeah. So there's so many different point of care testing opportunities out there. You know, when I think about point of care testing, I think about it way more than just CLIA wave testing. There's so many things you can offer: hearing screenings, cognitive screenings, that are tests that you don't need a CLIA waiver for, vitamin D, omegas, more of the point of cell testing, hormones. That's a huge one, especially for compounders, right? How many of y'all are compounding hormones for patients? You can also be testing, making sure they actually are getting tested. I was helping actually Amanda. We did an open house with her and talking to some of her patients about, hey, when's the last time you had your hormones checked? Some of them said, I've never had my hormones checked. And I said, and you're on hormone replacement therapy? And they said, yes. I was like, oh, you know, you got to see where you're at. You need to at least have this checked every 3 to 4 months. So those are a few examples of testing you could do. Other things I love, gut health testing. I know that's very, very broad, but you know, GI map to pH testing. There's so many opportunities.
Yeah. Please reach out to us if you'd like to go through more opportunities in point of care testing. And like Tara said, it's very broad, but she's listed some of the more traditional ones that we work with clients on. So I see a question about how do you get reimbursed? Our model, that's a great question, by the way. We are big believers in cash, you know, opportunities, cash revenue. So we don't instruct on how to, you know, medically bill. Our focus is on finding new cash revenue opportunities.
And as we showed in our example membership plan, you know, that can be broken up into a monthly or a yearly service. So, you know, $250 a month for most patients is very, very affordable, especially if you have people on supplements and who are looking for those consultations. They're going to see those things as very valuable. Then you add on all those extra benefits as well. And people are going to say, oh, wow, this is huge. There's a lot of value here. And that's not going to break the bank for most people. So, you know, one of the things that we do in our membership models when we work with clients is we look at, you know, what's their revenue goals, and we back into some of those numbers of how to structure your membership, what to include. You know, maybe at this level, you know, we want something of a value membership. Maybe it's $99, but we also want to create a pathway to some of those higher price memberships where maybe it's over $1,000. And then how do we attract clients there is the other thing. So there's people out there doing these memberships. You have clients that are willing to pay for things they find value in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And, you know, Lacey, thank you for your question. And that's really so important to understand how you are going to get your members enrolled. And that's where a good scheduler is going to really be so essential, because you can enroll them into the program, collect payment, and importantly, have them before they even leave your pharmacy reschedule for their next visit. So again, if you're interested in a scheduler that we are very familiar with, we'll be glad to, you know, share that information to you. Just reach out and we'll connect you with that company. These are all great questions. I can see we got the minds turning.
Just a reminder that this will be available after the webinar, so you can always review it after as well in the future.
Ooh, yes. Yeah, we definitely have some ideas around, you know, how to put point of care testing along with cost plus, because, you know, a lot of pharmacy owners, you know, they are dispensing, and that is a huge, you know, piece of your revenue still, but you do want to diversify and offer supplements. So, you know, we do have ideas behind that. We have other pharmacies doing similar things where they add, you know, discounts on to their regular prescription drugs. And include that in their membership model. So adding your cash-based services with some of your dispensing services, you know, that's a very popular track as well. And our client who we spoke about earlier, she's all cash, and she does do traditional dispensing, compounding, and testing.
Your ideal patients are looking for value. And, you know, obviously a cost plus type of model is going to be very attractive. And then building around that point of care testing, is a really good combination.
Getting good questions.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, we can conclude. Anything else to? Anyone else has any more questions?
Well, I guess I would, besides saying thank you for this opportunity, as we approach the fall, one of the things we like to talk a lot about point of care testing that are non-seasonal. However, as football season rolls around, respiratory season is going to be with us. So if you are interested, if you've not done point of care testing and are interested in respiratory testing, please send us, drop us an email or something. We can let you know, because we do have a big focus on that coming up in September. So if you're interested in, you know, respiratory testing and the opportunities there, please let us know. We'd be glad to talk to you about that.
Yeah. Some exciting things happening just to get you focused on that and kind of grow that as we enter into October. And we know we'll be in the throes of respiratory season. So if you are interested in starting a membership model, now is the time. Like we said, you know, this is a 5-week to 5K program. We've done this over and over again, so we can really help you implement and get off the ground in a very short amount of time ahead of all the busy vaccine clinics that we know you'll be running. And that's also a great opportunity to talk to your ideal, patients and your clients while they're having a little bit of dwell time. So we will be talking more about what you can offer them as they sit and you have their ear for 15 minutes.
Great. Well, thank you both for joining us. We appreciate it. Oh, we've got one more message. Well, thank you. And then I also would like to remind our guests that Chuck will be also speaking in the near future on one of our nutrition and wellness faculties, I believe. And is it September or August?
August.
Yep. So there will be more information coming soon. So I thank both of you very much. And thank you all for joining.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.